could be lying down inside, you know. The blood mightn't come that good if they weren't walking around with it.
You wouldn't be able to put into a bucket all the same if you killed them in the ground, sure.
It's amazing, Tom.
Would not.
Oh, you would, of course. Very, quite easy. They're putting a board or a plank under the pig's head.
Oh, you're going to raise them up, all right?
Throw them over a small bit, and you can turn the pig sideways, and it begins to bleed, and it's straight into a bucket. Okay, of course. I didn't put a pig in a cap.
I can imagine you want a patient for that job.
20 years.
I'd say you would.
You want a patient for that job.
Yeah.
The bucket would be too deep.
And it would not. But you turn the bucket, tilt the bucket sideways. The last 20 pigs I killed anyhow, or more, it's 30 pigs, I killed them on the ground. Is that so? I found no difference. Not that hen there, less help.
Yeah.
Two lads can do it.
Yeah.
Two good men can do it.
I suppose, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, did you ever stun them, Paddy, before sticking them?
No, I never stun. We get lots of food.
To straighten him and put him on his back in the cab.
Have you ever seen the rope on the while anyone here keeps?
Well, I always put a rope on the two front legs. And you see, one man can hold them then.
Well, one man can, but you want two the other way.
Two the other way to hold them.
The rope. God bless the work, Paddy.
You're welcome, Tom.
You have the knife sharp on you, Paddy.
Have I met it now, Martin?
That's nothing like it.
Fairly good edge now. I'm nearly ready now. They're going around the back with the pig now. Get them ready for the cab.
Have their rope on it.
They have one rope on them, one leg.
When I get my knife, Penny, you give it a rope.
We better go down, so we see what they're doing down at the back.
All right, so, lads.
What kind of lads have you for to hold the pig?
Well, they're young lads now. They're after the pig now. Well,
is it their first time in the job?
You'd want to go down there and look after them.
It's their first time.
Did any of them ever kill a pig?
No, of them ever killed a pig.
Go on down then.
We better go down, we see.
We see how
have
they
you the
get
care
on
ready, Paddy? The pony's care you have, is it, Paddy?
The pony's care.
Well, that'll be very handy. Won't they have to lift them up on there?
No, it's low, you know.
It's handier with the rubber wheels, too, you know. You won't be getting caught in it. Yeah. Michael, your cat going to stick him for you, or are you going to do it yourself?
No, Paddy himself will do it.
I'll do the job myself.
And what are you going to put Tom Egan doing?
Tom Egan can be holding one leg, sure.
Oh, yes. And I'd hold the other leg, then.
Yeah.
Have you a grin for his mouth, Paddy?
I have a grin for his mouth.
Oh, yes.
Have you the back bend of the car opened?
The back bend is open now and all.
There's nothing in the way, then?
Nothing in the way.
All we'll do so is to catch him, we'll throw him up in it.
We'll all put a grin in ourselves, then, like the way we'll be able to do the job, get wicked at it. You want to be fairly wicked when you go at that job, you know.
Oh, you would. You'd want to be fairly strong and happy with the job.
Yes. Well, you'll stick him yourself, then, Paddy.
Oh, I'll stick him myself.
All right, sir.
Tell the young lads how to do it.
I will. I'll tell them how to do it. They'll be looking anyhow.
I wonder, Paddy, you never learned any of them how to stick a pig.
Well, the young lad now was inclined to kill the last one, but I was saying he was a bit light for the job.
Yes.
So he said he'd wait till the next one.
I might be better for him, sure.
You'll be killing a pig again, sure, before Christmas, anyhow.
I will, maybe in a few months' time again.
Now, God's help, he'll be able to...
What weight is that pig of yours now, Paddy?
19 stone. No,
19 stone. Oh, that's a nice little pig.
£70 I get for him.
£70.
They bought him at the mat and at the right.
He wasn't too dear.
£70.
Not too dear at all, no, mind you.
I thought he wasn't spoiled, all right.
He was not.
You know it fairly well, no matter how to tie him. You better tie him.
We had fair old practice of the job.
But when you get the horse, the care wouldn't be higher.
We have no horse's care now, presently. So they're nearly all gone out of the country now.
They're the scarcest people.
No, but never pony's care, I said.
I'm looking entirely to have the pig.
He might well... Get ready now, lads, sure. No good wasting all the day.
I'm what is it? Well, throw him up. Throw him up.
Come on, lads. Get stuck on him.
Get him up there.
Come on.
Come on, you lads. Come on.
Put him this way, between. Get out of there. Now, lads. Find the hands of the knife, anyhow.
Find the hands of the knife. Yeah,
in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Come on, now, I give it to
him. Come on,
mind your shoes again, eh?
That's it, no?
Let him keep strutting now.
Is he dead, Penny?
They have down another bus. Snap down another bus.
Oh, he's down. Kicking.
They have down another bus. They hang out.
No.
That's it, no?
Now, just go.
Mind the bucket again now, fair it's spill it.
Swallow him up, lad, swallow him up.
You don't let his leg go anywhere, Betty.
John, hold his tail there. You.
I think you're safe now, you get the bucket.
No, you're all right. All right.
Yeah, you have enough of it.
Put the pair on that.
What could we never have lost with them?
That's it, that's it. Bring him in and hang him. Right, lads, in with him.
Good lads there.
Get to the straw there, you Tom.
Get out, Father. Don't shut them up. Straight them up, lads. Straight them up, Peter. Kick them back, eh?
Turn his head out, though.
Get the knife, Tom.
Hot water out.
Here's the sauce cup.
What's the front putting in there?
It's called you here, don't keep out from it.
So I heard.
Come here.
There's no rush. Find the jump. I don't think small was.
We want the tongs now, right?
Out the back, Paddy.
Listen, this. Someone
out with those glasses put it on because I won't see anything.
Come on, Betty. Finny, come on.
Kick him. Hurry on, the pig will be gone cold. The pig will be gone cold. Hurry on, lads. He'll be gone cold.
Out here in the head, Martin.
Throw us up there in the chain, matey.
No, he's done enough now. He's got enough that she starts scraping him now.
Thank you, Joe.
Come on, hang here.
Be careful of the knife now, or you cut yourself.
That was a grand clean kill, Paddy, there now. Perfect job. I noticed that you had a different way for killing a pig than I have. But still, your way worked out much better.
But I wouldn't think now that I'm a great hand at it, like.
I tell you are, no. I saw a lot of people killing pigs.
Well, I kill a pig now a bit different. Many of the time I done it, I put two ropes in his mouth. And I put one to each shaft at the car. and I wouldn't turn the pig in the side at all. Pull out the pig fairly far, and the blood will come perfect. What do you think, Tom?
That's the way I know generally do them, too. I never turn the pig in the side after sticking them. But I think if God are about the sticking, it's nearly the one way everyone sticks them, all right, but different way for tying them.
Yes, that's what I mean, oh.
I never turn the pig after sticking him with the knife.
You leave him on his back all the time?
Leave him on his back.
Pull him out well in the car.
Pull him out.
Wouldn't the blood splatter all over the place?
No.
Put a good long cut out, matey.
Yeah.
And leave the knife. Yeah. And keep your hand
on the knife.
On the knife always.
Pressed
and keep
on the knife.
Pressed on the knife.
Yes.
And the blood will come on the one room. You might get a dash of blood maybe the first start.
Yeah.
But that's all.
Well, everyone has their own ways, I suppose.
They have.
No two do the job the same way.
No. Because the old fella now that I seen doing it in my young days, he's dead sure since and gone. But I never seen him turning a pig in the side. And he was supposed to be a great butcher.
And who's he now, Tom?
Jim Martin in Ballinabuckie.
Oh, yeah. He killed a lot of pigs in his time.
He did.
A
lot of them were three.
Well, I know a man, and he never let the pig get as far as the cat at all until he had the knife stuck on him. He heard him halfway up the shaft. When he had the knife driven in and it was up to him to hold the pig, or let him off knifing all around the yard.
Well, I think that man, Martin, whoever he was, he didn't care what way the blood come.
He didn't care where he'd go, yeah.
Just to kill the pig.
Well, he used to kill the pig and then they worked out all right. But he usually killed him around 6 in the morning.
Well, no one had seen him running.
Yes, no one would know he had the pig killed. He'd have all the pig to himself then, and that way he wouldn't have to divide posts.
That's the lad that called you one time, is it?
Well, at 6:15 in the morning to kill a pig.
He must be up all night, so biting the water.
The water biting the evening before, I suppose.
Yeah. You thought that the father was dying.
Yeah, I did. I thought there was someone dead in the house. He called me at 6:15 in the morning. So he didn't wait too long about how many ropes he put in the pig.
Didn't he?
There was one rope in the pig. Then he
one rope only.
That's all. Halfway up the shaft, he had the pig stuck.
And the two, only the two of you?
That's all.
And did the blood come all right?
Every drop of it.
Mm-hmm.
Should have had to come, and the knife was driven in far enough in him.
But if the pig wasn't right in the cash, or it couldn't come.
Why wouldn't it come?
I used to have three or four always killed the pig along with me.
Well, you'd want a couple of leads anyhow.
You surely want two, had you?
You would want two.
Surely want two.
Well, two fellas that are right used to the job. And they'll do it on their own. By not putting them on the cat now, with the way we're talking.
Oh,
by
they'll kill them flesh.
Kill them flesh.
Yeah. Two lads wouldn't put them up in the cat, Maggie.
No way, no.
You're
way,
hoping
no,
the word.
No.
And often it should fail three.
Oftentimes. If you had a heavy pig.
And
it depends on the sort of lads they'd be, though. If you had some of the lads I know, you're 114 of them. If you had three good men, that didn't be good enough to kill a pig.
Yeah, Mary, catch the iron here, you.
Yeah, where are we going to hang Teddy on the beam here?
No, go on, Matthew, you know what to do.
Where's Teddy? She's very shot. Give him another, give another lift.
No.
Right.
With that. With that rope, Matthew.
You come up again,
no, I will let go up again, Matthew.
What is it now?
Liberal nut.
What else?
Oh, jeez, I have a cramp in my fucking leg.
You'll get that less.
Oh,
that's such a leg there. Don't put the tape in here, no. You can't.
You want to wash him, Paddy? You want cloth?
There's a towel there.
There's a towel there, Matthew. There's something fell there. Pick up there. Something fell, anyways.
Something that money.
I think they're better. Are you right now, Reddish, on the water?
Up a cord, Paddy. Up a cord. Add that towel.
Hey!
Now that you get your knives again.
No, get a cloth, will you?
Come on, Wicky, Joy, you'll do nothing, then we talk.
Go on, John, scrape him. Tom, give me another knife. Give me another knife, Tom.
Did you ever hear talk of Matty that some people wouldn't kill a pig only with the moon?
I always heard this, that with the filling of the moon,
yeah,
close on the full moon, that the bacon, it never reduce in the boiling or in the cooking. But if the moon was in the weighing, that the bacon would reduce in the pot. I heard that. I don't know how true it is.
They may go to through. Any amount of places, no, they won't kill them listen to the moon.
But the only thing I think about that is that if you had a full moon and killing them at night, it'd be a great advantage. We had no electric light now, the time I'm talking about.
No, there was no electric light.
Any light.
You did not. Candles we used to have light in that time,
Mary. The full moon would be very handy at night.
But candles we used to have light in sure one time.
Yes.
And they used to singe a pig after scraping them, if there was any bit of hair left in them, they'll singe them with a candle.
Yes.
Certainly they used. Do they hit always?
Yes.
They hit surely, always. I seen a fellow one night, we hadn't enough of water, and do you know what, he got a blow lamp, and he made the perfect job of the head.
With the blow lamp?
With the blow lamp.
Burnt it off.
What about the last time I heard one time that this old man and his sister was in the house, and they asked this man to kill a pig anyways, and the day appointed, something happened, the men couldn't turn up, and he went next day to kill the pig, and the old man went around anyway, he gathered a few of the neighbours, and they killed the pig, and one of the lads sent in this young lad for a bucket of water, and he went in, and he said, "Where's the water, ma'am?" "How many?" She said, "They're behind the back door, and it's boiled there since yesterday."
"Yes, sir.
I seen a pot of water boiled one day for killing the pig, and they went out to put the rope in him. And she was a sow pig. And she went out, when we went out to put the rope in the pig, she was in heat, as we call it. And she wasn't killed that day."
"I saw the same thing happen, Tom.
So she had to be left there for
another 3 weeks.
Well, the fortnight anyway. Sure. Before the water had to be boiled again. Today, no, it's the best crowd ever we've seen killing a pig in today."
"You wouldn't see as many at the dances, wouldn't you?"
You would not. I think they're getting as many at the marquee in Clarence Bridge.
That's the first time I ever saw a priest at the killing of a pig. I never saw a priest where a pig had been killed before.
I heard someone else there before the operation took place at all. What's he going to anoint them?
"Martin, you'd want to open them down there with the machine. Find yourself now, John, again."
"Yeah. You want to open his mouth, Harry?"
"Yes.
Get his potato there and put it in his mouth."
"Good, carrot.
You'd hear some people say it is cruel, killing a pig, sticking a pig with a knife, but I wouldn't think it is. I'd imagine he'd be dead in 4 or 5 minutes anyhow, if you're a good hand at the job."
"Roughly around 3 to 5 minutes is the longest he'd last. I don't think he'd feel any pain once he's tied and on the car for being killed."
"Well, you get people to say the longer a pig is dying, the better."
The idea of that is on account of more blood. Blood comes slowly. I think if the kill is done perfectly, or done fairly well, that the blood comes automatically, comes straight away.
"Yes, I'd say so. I'd say it would. What would you think, Tom?"
"Bigger, I'd say it should come anyway, sure. Fairly factually.
4 or 5 minutes, anyhow, I'd say.
Five would be the outside, wouldn't it? Hardly be five.
You've a good experience, Tom. You used to kill a lot of them."
"Sure. I killed a good few, all right."
"Don't think you have to kill them in the factory anyway."
"But they do.
In the same, much the same way they kill."
"What is, should they kill the knife they work in the factory?"
They get them the electric shock first."
They do.
"Well, did you ever stun them, Paddy, before sticking them?"
No, I never stunned them."
"You get a lot of dude."
"I never seen it done."
"But I never did it."
"You get a lot of dude."
I know you do.
"No, you do.
But legally, you're supposed to do it."
"You are."
"I suppose you are supposed to stun them all right first, be right."
"But if you missed with the sledge, then you might hit yourself in the knee."
"That's a good happen to you."
"Could be worse off."
"That's a good view worse off."
"I wish there wasn't many pigs killed nowadays, anyways."
No.
I know.
"I remember a time when I killed 30 pigs a year. and 35 pigs in the year. That'd be between October, from October onwards until this time of year, till the 1st of May. I have to kill in a fair big area around about, three miles radius.
Oh, yes, you used to go around killing them. Yes.
Maybe kill three of a day. And
I know.
That kind of thing.
You were better than me. I used to kill two in a time of days.
Well, I kill three in a few occasions now, the same day. That's 20 years ago.
Because I was killing them for a good few neighbours too around the diggings.
You were, Tom?
I cycled 16 miles one day to kill a pig. When I got to the house anyway, I had the knife lost. And there was no knife in the village. So when I gave me an old, a little knife anyway, cut his throat and struck him with a scallop. Did you ever see it done?
I did once.
Yeah.
With a bit of a board. Yes.
So we had no knife to scrape the pig then. And the man in the house anyway said, we have a few old razors inside.
Common razors.
They brought them out and we worked no water at all.
No.
We shaved the pig, but I don't know what way he turned out. We shaved them.
Yeah. There's no big trade attached to killing a pig though. No one ever went to America, I think, to learn how to kill a pig.
No, they didn't.
It's only just a matter of going at the job, and if you don't succeed, you're okay. You're a butcher straight away. Like you're qualified the same day that you killed the first pig if you get away with it. I think that's about all this to it. You want a good long bladed knife. And there's the only trade in killing them then is put it straight in, not to catch the shoulder on either side. If you do, you're at a dead end because you won't go through the shoulder blade. It's the first thing you'll meet, like if you miss. So it's only just a matter of driving the knife straight in towards the heart or towards the centre of the pig's breast.
Oh, that's all the sinner. But if it goes crooked in, it'll get cut in the shoulder. He wouldn't die for ages. The blood wouldn't come right in if you didn't touch the hat or go near it anyhow. And nearly everyone has touched the hat, I suppose, with the knife, don't they?
They do. At some stage or another.
Yeah.
The killing of the pig isn't the biggest problem at all. It's the cutting up of the pig and taking out of the puddings and all that kind of thing. That's the big trouble in the job, like. It's the slowest job, isn't it?
And the curing of them, is
it? The curing of them is very important.
Very important. You have to have a different way now of deep freeze.
Well, apart from the deep freeze, fine salt had come in. At one time now, it was all coarse salt. It was very slow to melt, and the barrel would go through the bacon. The fine salt melts straight away. So I think that was the why pigs used to go bed and
the fine salt is a better curer, too.
It is much better curer.
I'm sure one time they used to get three or four the night they burned them, and with a few stones and rub the skin.
I got it many times I was getting them for the evening.
Many the time, Tom.
Yeah, and two pints is long ago.
You rub the salt onto the skin of the bacon.
Yeah.
Turn it upside down on the floor or on the bay. And keep rubbing it until you wear off the skin
you
a bit.
Wear off the skin.
And the salt, it'd work down. The salt would work quicker then. Or supposed to, anyhow.
There's none of that now,
and you wear down the knuckles as well as the skin of the pig, too. That hitting with the stone.
There's none of that work now.
No.
No, be
there. They used to have great pigs there one time for killing.
400
weight. Oh, yeah, 400 weight. Yeah.
400 weight.
And you kill a pig as nice as that at all,
of course. I don't know.
Well, likely be 12 months old, please.
A light pig is nicer bacon, you know, besides the big heavy lad. That now won't be fat bacon at all, it'll be nice and mixed and leany.
Yeah.
Could the young crowd now won't eat that bacon at all if it was out longer?
No.
You used to be hung up in the chimney for months, taking up out the barrel, hung up in the chimney.
One time, and it was a foot high, the bacon.
It was.
Foot high, so no one could eat. No chance they'd eat it now.
They wouldn't eat it now, Tom.
Not at all.
We'd want another drop of water now to wash them out there, wouldn't we?
How many pictures are you going to make out of them, Paddy?
Well, it was about six.
Three each side.
Yeah.
And is it down a barrel you'll put them?
Well, the tea chest, I work now, that's good way.
Oh, they're the handiest.
Yeah, they're square, like enough for the fletches.
For the packing.
They'll be square, the fletches will be cut square, you know. It is easy to put them down the tea chest, then.
How many stone of salt? How will you put them in, Paddy?
Well, I suppose about four storm, maybe. Three or four
yes,
storm.
Yes, it'll be enough for that weight of pig.
That way.
It won't be very fat bacon.
Did you ever put any sugar in them?
I did a few times. Yeah. I did a few times.
They claim it makes the bacon sweet.
Yeah, it does. But the fine salt now, I think, is better than the coarse salt. Anyway.
It's much better.
Teeth.
It melts.
It melts a lot quicker.
Anyway, he won't be a hard pig to cure.
I know. No,
there's no excess fat in him at all. Like, no, he's leany.
Yes. He should be a nice pig now. It should be good for Helene now.
How long will it take you now to cut him up, Paddy? On your own?
Well, I suppose they'll ever do in about an hour, an hour and a half.
Yes.
You won't be able to take him down yourself, sure.
The young lad will be here, sure. And how long now, Paddy, will it take you to eat that pig?
There's been nearly always 7 or 8 at the table in our house, anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
16 of a Sunday, the boy.
Maybe double the amount of a Sunday.
He won't last too long, so, Paddy?
I'd say no. A month will be the outside, anyhow. A month or 5 weeks, I'd say, Tom.
I'd say he'd never see the fourth Sunday, all right.
It all depends, like, in the crowd.
Yeah.
Take your time now, Martin. Don't be in any hurry.
Right. Not so bad now.
You want to watch him out again,
Matt?
You know where you're used to, mate. Not used to,
no.
Well,
one time.
Give me another dish of water there
now. Hold
the
guard. Please,
go on. I've noted you here, Tom, both the fella from Crawford, and killing the pig one time.
No.
Over in Greenwich.
I know where Grinch's are, right?
But anyhow, he drank a good dash anyhow before he went. There was 5 or 6 minutes anyhow. They put the pig up on the car. And he thought he had him stuck anyhow. Oh, up the rope! You'd never hear that, did you, Martin?
No, I didn't.
He got the open the ropes anyhow. And off goes the pig back through the hazel in through the wood. And they had to put the horse under the car and go back and put the pig up in it again and bring him back again. And he wasn't even dead when they went over for him. He had to go at the job again when he came back. You never heard that, did you?
No. Did he kill him the second time?
Oh, he had to go at him again and kill him the second round.
First time I ever heard of a pig killed twice, the one day.
Please. But that's true. That's the truth, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
That was the truth. But there used to be a crowd that time in the children. There used to be drinking everything in it, you know, Tom. You used to that.
What if I
used to?
They used.
They used
to make a big day one time of killing a pig, sir.
They used. Any big night?
They used.
I seen 24. 8 and Greek skins one night over the pig killed.
You did?
I did.
There must be much left then, Tom.
Said there wasn't a lot left.
Couldn't be.
And it's nice and fresh, too.
Fresh.
Come on, Bessie. Come on.
You want more water, Matty?
No, that's the job it is. You have to wash them out. He wants to have to take out puddings, isn't it? Yes.
Give the shower to cool for you.
Heat cracking it?
Yes.
Cut. Drain it. What can drain it, are they? There's no more to come out from the inside now until he's cut up.
It was a quick job, Paddy.
It was a quick, good job. Now you have a great job done.
He got a hard old pig. He's very hard to kill because he's a lot more action than a young, soft, fat pig like. He's got a pig now that'll be thin and active and a bit of age. Sure. Harder to manage him.
Yeah, all the pigs they had to have.
Yes.
How
about your... The pigs were a lot heavier long ago. And up
twice
to 300-400.
They were, of course.
Well, they're about 200 and...
20 stone.
20 stone, 18 stone. It's outside of any pig that's killed now. That time they were 30, 34. Yeah, and you'd want...
And up to 500 were up to 40 stone, yeah.
You'd want great help since you were up to that heavy pig in a care.
That's why I claimed that to kill him on the ground, the heavy pig was much handier.
Oh, it was handier.
Would they give the blood right?
Well, I have experienced it, but now, over a long number of years,
and I could see no difference whatsoever between killing a pig and a cat or on the ground. Right. Just as well. If you leave one hind leg loose the whole time, he'll still keep working himself. He'll work out the blood.
And what do you time to then?
You don't have to time at all. You tie three legs together, one back leg to the two front legs. You put two sidelines on it.
Oh,
and get a
yeah.
stick in about a foot long or a foot and a half and twist it up.
Twist the stick.
Until you bring the three legs together and you have one loose then.
I see.
All the time.
Yeah.
You know. Have three legs and you can hold that stick then. One man will hold that stick then.
I know.
And the back one then you'll have loose.
One back leg loose.
Yeah. I never saw that, do you know them?
That's the handiest way at all out to kill a pig. But if you had no help now, it's an ideal way to kill a pig.
Yeah. I'll try that for next time.
You'll be able to kill him yourself. And that day.
No.
You would, of course, Tom. Once you got the grin on his mouth.
I only kill one on me time in the ground.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care about killing them.
Well, that's the way I always kill now for years back.
Well, I saw one killing our villager on the ground and the bacon didn't come out that good.
Did it not?
No.
I wouldn't let it have anything far to do with the bacon, like.
Well, sure, if the blood don't come, Tom.
Oh, I know.
That's a big difference, all right, Tom, if the blood don't come, right.
It is a big difference.
But I could never say why the blood wouldn't come that way, just as easy as the other way. There's nothing to stop it from coming if you stick him right.
Well, I suppose if you stick him right.
They make out, matey, the higher you have them in the back, the better it'll go.
But I don't think that makes a difference at all.
Do you think?
Not at all.
Well, there's just the reason that it would make difference.
I don't know. I couldn't see it making any
difference. Well, the floor would be down to the head anyhow. Well,
sure, you'd have to go to the head, sure.
Forward,
right. He's right at the back.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that didn't be...
Just make a difference, all right,
make sense that way, all right. But I don't know. I never thought to fail, anyhow.
But how's it then, lad? You see a pig and he wouldn't give as much blood as another pig.
a fat pig never gives much blood. There's not nearly as much blood on a fat pig as a thin pig.
Is that what's
the cause of it? No. The fat of the pig, less blood.
Less blood,
yes. I always saw it, anyhow.
I haven't seen that too. Yeah. Said that it like that.
Yeah, very little blood in some
pigs. Very little blood at all in some of them. More than you'd have full of bucket.
Sure, yeah.
You won't screech nobody?
No.
I wish this.
Mikey, what age were you when you killed the first pig?
12 years.
Whose pig did you kill at 12 years?
Our own.
2 days in one, because no other one would let you do it at that age. They would never take a chance in you.
And I was a bit nervous at the same time, but my father and I that used to kill for us, and he learned me how to kill, and I'm killing since.
Yeah.
And I love the job, but for the last few years I got a hatred to it.
Of course, you're getting old now, you know. You're not the man you used to be. What age were you, Tom, when you killed the first pig?
Well, I'd say roughly now around 14.
Your own pig again, I
suppose. Yes, that's you.
That's understandable.
You won't trench anything on your own first anyway.
You will not. You're practicing your own pig.
You're only going to blame you.
Well, I was about 16 when I killed the first pig. I probably have killed
your... What age do you know, Mary?
That's a very personal question now. I don't think I'm entitled to answer that.
Are you 16
now,
more?
I can refer that
you're 16
to
more, right?
Yes. I was about 16 when I killed the first pig. He was my own pig too, or my father's pig in those days.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have done it, but I had an older brother who did the job. But he welched on us, he didn't turn up, and I had to kill the pig. But he came when it was all over, and he started laughing. He said, "That's my last pig to kill," he said. So that's how I happened to.
He had you trained straight away.
But I think only for me and yourself, Matty, there wouldn't be much pigs killed our country. We travel a fair bit, the two
of us. We did, of course, but they'd be killed without us.
Well,
they'd have to, sure.
Someone would have to
kill the pigs.
Yeah. They have to. But back in years back, sure, it wasn't easy to get a man to kill a pig.
It wasn't, no.
You can be sure of that. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the same way again, too.
I suppose it will, Tom.
There's no young fella now get killing the pig, is there?
But there'll be no pigs to be killed either.
If the pigs were
as plentiful and being killed as they were nowadays, there'd be any amount to kill pigs.
I remember one time before I started killing pigs, we were a week waiting for a man to kill a pig.
That you were.
We were.
That you were.
Well, that was a foolish thing to do.
Why?
Because you had to kill the pig yourself in the long run.
Well, we hadn't, but the man turned up, but he couldn't come for a week. I asked him all right, and he told me that he wouldn't be able to come for a week.
Yeah. Well, he was booked out.
Well, I don't know about that patter, but he couldn't register it anyway.
What would a man say to you when you'd have the pig killed for him now and all the job done?
Well, he'd say, God spare you the health, that was a great job.
Yes, and you have a great knife.
That you have a good knife.
Yes, yes.
That was your pig.
Well, what people used to say to me is, when I'd have a pig killed, I hope you'll have a pig of your own someday to kill.
But did you ever hear, Mary, was there an old custom? I never got it, but I often heard that you had to get something for killing the pig.
Yeah, silver.
Yes.
Yes, you were supposed to get silver. Yes. That was very unlucky for a man that owned stock of his own.
Yes.
Had stock on his own end to be killing pigs.
I always
that. He'd lose something if he killed the pig for some other.
Into the same, with everything else now. I used to castrate calves, bonnets, lambs, and everything like that.
Yeah.
And there was no, not in that time, but the clams no for calves anyway.
Yes, yes.
There was no rings going for the lambs.
Yes.
Or anything. But at the long run anyway, people used to give me a penny or tuppence.
Yes.
Making out to those kind of piss rugs, you know, now. That nothing had died in. I never seen or knew anything about it till that. So it was the same way with the killing of the pig at the finish.
It was. I always heard that, but I never...
Right, 10 or 12 houses now, I suppose, around the area. Mm. And every one of them was killing two pigs in the year. Mm-hmm. And that was my job.
It was, what?
And maybe more than 10. There could be 14, 16 at times. But every one killed two pigs that year.
But this castrating business, as you mentioned it now, Tom, I do an awful lot of that nowadays with the Bordizer. But I don't believe in this thing about getting this money or this tuppence or this shilling. I still don't believe in it. I never will believe in it.
No, not me.
No, because I don't.
It was an old custom, like. But
it was, but I never seem to lose anything over not taking it or not looking for it.
Never.
As such.
Yeah, I think there's only old piss rugs, a lot of it, I think. Olden things was out long ago. No use.
And in every area in those days, when we were young, there was a certain man for every job.
Oh, right.
I think that was ridiculous because any man. There was a farmer. He was shouldn't be able to do his own job. Shouldn't have to ask anybody.
He should not.
No, it's just a matter of, I suppose, enough of Nick and go and do it.
Well, it's the same thing in everything now.
Yeah.
We say shake and cordon. There weren't many in any village able to shake it.
Oh, no.
And now they're working this shaker.
Yeah.
And the manure spreader.
Yeah,
the manure. Shake cordon today as good as the men with the hand.
Better.
Did it in the old days.
Oh, yes.
Better.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a change world, so I suppose it's just for the better.
It is, of course.
It is.
But there'll never be as many pigs killed again as were in our day.
Never will. You'll never see them again killed.
No, not in the country in the road later.
Because the generation that's gone out there, they won't eat it.
They will not.
No.
That's what caused the slump in the pig killing.
Yes.
But sure, there's no one rearing pigs now, neither.
No, sure.
There's one house out of the 20 now that's rearing a pig, isn't it?
What is it, Tom?
Well, if you look ahead this way, you'll pay £30 for a bonnet.
You will,
and pay 35, I heard.
You will, well, up to 35.
I pay 35 this year for bonnet.
And it's going to cost you 30 more to rear them.
Mm-hmm.
Up to a pig. £35. It'll cost you £30 more in feeding stuff.
Will it feed you?
Hardly ever. Where would you be going from there, Lily? It wouldn't pay you to kill a pig.
Oh, it would not pay.
No, it wouldn't pay you to rear the pig to kill him.
Pay you to rear him. First and foremost.
But still, any man should feed his own pig.
I think you're right in that. I'd agree with you there.
Any house should have two pigs anyway.
They should, yeah. Use the waste. Yes.
There's any amount of stuff going to stray.
In those days there wasn't because you had big flocks of hens and turkeys and all that, but that's even gone away now. You don't have hens anymore.
The hens are done away with
the
too.
I know, if we call it off now for this evening.
What will time? We have to go.
We have to about this pig now.
This pig.
And what do we say? I hope we'll all have pigs of our own someday.
I hope we will.
And we'll send you out when we will be killing the next one.